Saturday morning, first thing. So Tana will continue after we've learned about the birds by pictures and a presentation. We'll go out on a field trip and see which of those we can find. So that get up bright and early with the birds at 7 a.m. at the start of the Hungry Point Trail.
And part three of Tommy Joseph's carving class runs all day on Saturday. Then Seaweeds of Southeast Alaska, Mandy Lindenberg.
Yeah, Mandy Lindenberg is with NOAA based up in Juneau, and she's written a book on the seaweeds of Alaska and actually discovered some new seaweeds out in the Aleutians when she was doing some work out there in the last few years. But she's coming to town, and she'll give a talk again in the council chambers from 9 to 10 in the morning. And then at 10:30, we'll head out and do a field trip out at the Sandy Beach Shelter. And she's going to talk about harvesting seaweeds and also pressing the seaweeds that we'll find in the area. So, and that's a pretty kid-friendly event, so if you want to bring your kids along to learn about the pressing of the seaweeds, please join us at 10:30.
Then Paul Hennen from 1 to 2 on Saturday.
Yeah, Paul Hennen works for the Forest Service, and he's been looking at what's going on with the cedar trees in our area. And folks may have noticed them dying off in some areas. So he's been doing some research on that, and he'll give a talk based on that from 1 o'clock. And this one's in the conference room at the downtown Forest Service office there. So if you go by the totem poles and go into that building, you'll be able to find where he's giving that talk. And then he, at 2:30, will lead a field trip. And we're going to meet at the totem poles again. I think we're going to head out to Cabin Creek Road and see sort of what he's talked about up close and in person.
And a use of local berries. Bev Sirks, a retired teacher, is going to talk about making wine.
Yeah, we couldn't let her off that easily with retirement. So we're going to ask her to do a little bit more of work for us and talk about making wine with local berries. So this will just be an introduction. She'll talk about what to do. And then she told us that she will make herself available later on as people start to actually get into it if people have questions. So we're really thankful she's willing to do that for us.
Also on Saturday, there's you've done this in the past too, which is making troll houses and fairy gardens.
Yeah, that one's always lots of fun. They'll have glue guns and materials that you find out in the forest, and then create. Kids can help create little fairy gardens or homes for trolls out of those materials.
And that's 1 to 2 p.m. in the council chambers. Then that evening is the art show reception. I know that art's already been on display now for a little bit.
The art show started September 1st, but this is actually the last night of the art show, and we're having an artist's reception that night. So from 6 to 8 p.m., come on down to the Klassen Museum and check out the local art. We've got a bunch of fabulous works, including some neat photography, from what I understand. And we'll have a little bit of appetizers. And then we are also inviting people to create edible art inspired or based on the rainforest. And we'll auction those items off. The silent auction will end at 7:30 p.m. with the proceeds going to benefit the Rainforest Festival.
And finally, on Sunday, September 9th.
Sunday afternoon is when most of our activities, afternoon and evening. So from 1:30 to 3, Karen Dillman will lead a field trip based out at Sandy Beach on exploring the rainforest canopy. We've been thinking a lot about that in the past few years as we've been doing the Rainforest Festival. And so Karen will help us look up and see what's going on up there. And then two kids events, and we sort of put them back to back. You can come anywhere sort of between 3 and 5. The first is making fish print T-shirts, which Eric Castro has done in the past, and Ashley Duras will help out this year. If you want to be sure to get a T-shirt, maybe show up at the early end of that, because that goes from 3 to 5. And then from 4 to 5, also out at Sandy Beach, is the Nature Scavenger Hunt that Carissa Garner will help us out with.
Then in the evening, it's the big potluck at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, so the Petersburg Indian Association is sponsoring this, and they're going to be providing salmon wrapped in skunk cabbage and rice, and people are invited to bring local foods, traditional foods, or whatever kind of foods you might find at the grocery store. Just come on out and help honor Tommy Joseph and the beautiful totem poles he worked so hard to make for our community. And then I just wanted to mention that we were always trying to cram so much into the weekend that we've created a writing workshop that's going to happen the next weekend. So the weekend after this, that's Thursday, September 13th, Friday, September 14th, and Saturday, September 15th. And Dan Kowalski, who's a local fellow who fishes out of here, has helped create a video called John Muir in the New World. We're going to watch that video on Thursday night, and everyone's welcome to come see that. And then stay for another half an hour and start doing some writing work. Friday day from 1 to 6, we'll do some more, give you some more prompts and do some more creative writing, thinking about sort of how we interact with nature and writing about that. And then on Saturday, we'll do one final little piece from 1 to 3. And We're asking people to pre-register for this at the Marine Advisory Office by that Thursday.
And that's all next week.
Yep, that's the next weekend. The writing workshop takes place Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the next weekend.